Volunteers are absolutely the heart and soul and the core of Children in Hospital Ireland. I think we started very much as a grassroots organisation and, you know, parents supporting other parents. And it's something that we really hold dear to today, bringing community volunteers into their local hospital to really just bring play and fun and a sense of normality. It could be your neighbour, your brother, your cousin, you know, all of those people, to just bring a bit of support at a time that is challenging and filled with anxiety for a lot of children and families. Our volunteers, you know, they feed back, they let us know what's going on, what struggles there are for families, and to ask for more support. So it's a real connection to children and to families in the hospital.
Now, Elizabeth, I was in your office this morning, and I have to say it's one of the most colourful and fun-filled offices, because it has bits and pieces of toys and artwork and drawings. And I get a sense that that's at the very centre of what you do. Can you talk to me about what the volunteers actually do in the hospitals?
Absolutely. As you say, there are toys nearly falling on our heads in the office. It is a magical place to be, and it's a great position to be able to bring toys in and send them off to hospitals. The volunteers, the vast majority of our volunteers are what we call play volunteers. They go in for 2 hours a week on a regular basis and play for play's sake. It's not play therapy. It's not art therapy. It's not any kind of intervention, occupational therapy, anything like that. It's really just a chance to say, oh, I love Connect Four at home. And sure, we have that here. And we can reconnect with, you know, all the things that make you back at home. And we can bring that into hospital and give a little bit of respite. So the goal is that mum or dad can either go off and have a cup of tea. They can join in the play if maybe they've been too stressed to even reconnect themselves as a family. So it's a chance to just follow the child's lead, follow the family's lead, and just kind of reconnect and take some time to be a kid again. And then on top of that, we have a role called our Just Ask role. They're in Crumlin Hospital. They do welcoming, wayfinding. Sure, I can bring you down to that clinic. It's no problem. Come along with me. I'll carry that bag for you. And they just really take the stress out of the arrival. You know, you can come from 4 hours drive from Donegal, 4 o'clock in the morning. You're tired, you're hungry, you don't know where you're going. And just to say, give me your letter. I'll find where you need to be. Don't worry about it. And sure, here's the cafe if you need a cup of tea. So there's that. And then we're newly developing a role that we're calling one-to-one for lack of a better, more creative title. But it's for families that are in more complex and challenging circumstances. So maybe they can't be in the hospital as much as they would like to be. They have other siblings at home that they need to do school pickups. There's a whole range, I can't even touch on it, a whole range of really complex situations where families need a little bit more support than our regular volunteers would maybe be able to provide. So we're creating a specialized rota of volunteers to go in and say, you know, how for over a 3 week burst, can you go in 3 times a week to support this family for a couple of hours and make sure that, you know, that child is getting the play and the interaction that they need, or you know, that mum and dad can rest assured that they can go home and take care of other things and their child is going to be entertained and chatted to and all that normal developmental care is given. So it's really, we can't even feel how necessary it's been. We would always strive to meet those families and to provide as much of that kind of care and play as we possibly can. But we've just gotten more and more requests to say, you know, this family are really having a hard time at the moment. Is there anything you might do above and beyond? And the volunteers are always happy. We've never had a trouble. You know, we pick up the phone and is anybody available for, you know, and you tell the story and they're always happy to just step in. And they love to know that they're needed and that they're really having an impact for that family, and they're really helping and providing that bit of play for the child.
It's a lovely phrase, that above and beyond, and it's something that's so true of so many volunteers. It's lovely to hear that from you. What kind of training do your volunteers have to have?
We do quite a lot of training. It's a full day training. We cover child protection, health and safety, of course. We go into play. But if we find our volunteers, so many of them have a huge amount of experience working with children or supporting families in other capacities in their day-to-day life. So we just put the hospital context around it. We talk about, you know, how do we modify play for a hospital setting? How might you work on this teeny tiny tabletop? You know, what if they can't get out of bed? What if you can't go down to a playroom? How do you play then? What if you only have a piece of paper? What do you do then? And then, of course, we talk about all the worst case scenarios and prepare for the risk assessments and all the rest so that they can go in and play with confidence that they know, well, I know the child protection piece. I know what to do if something happens. I can handle that well, or I can ring Elizabeth and she can help me, but I can go in and I can just focus on the joy.
And if you had a wish list of things that you could do, if you had, if like any organisation, if money was no option, if you had a wish list that somebody was going, yes, I'll do the ticks on those, what would you like to see happening more for these families and the children?
I would love for there to be a play specialist in absolutely every ward in every hospital across the country, that there was an unlimited number of volunteers to go in and hold and provide respite and to play Connect Four and all the rest. But the play specialists are incredible and they're so well trained to provide distraction and procedure preparation and procedure debriefing and all the really vital things that children need. But they're so run off their feet trying to do all the normal pieces as well. So I would love a magic wand to just magic enough play specialists to do all the really vital work.
Now, if people would like to volunteer with Children in Hospital Ireland, what's the first thing they should do?
They should go on to our website, childreninhospital.ie, go to become a volunteer and register, or send us an email at info@childreninhospital.ie.
And judging by chatting to you, they'll get a very warm and friendly welcome.
I do hope so. Yeah, absolutely. And our volunteers, our staff obviously are amazing, but there's a huge amount of volunteer peer support as well. So there's no shortage of support in the organisation.